The Democrats in Massachusetts now make their move on behalf of Black Lives Matter. There is now a bill that's going to be voted on in the state Senate. They have the votes to pass it that would not just fundamentally reform the police and the criminal justice system here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It would revolutionize it. And in effect, it doesn't just defund, it would abolish the police. At its core, the bill would end what's called qualified immunity for all police officers, local or state, en masse. They say they want to do this to hold police officers personally liable and accountable for any actions that they take or any misconduct that they engage in. In other words, they arrest somebody, say that person bumps their head as they're being put into the patrol car. That person can claim physical damages, sue the police officer. The police officer gets into a car accident pursuing, let's say, an MS-13 gangbanger. That person then could sue the police and for millions of dollars. If a police officer sees someone in a burning vehicle and makes a good faith effort to try to rescue that person, but say that person has a spinal cord issue and you pulled that person out of a burning vehicle, they are paralyzed, then that person or their family can sue the officer. In other words, it'll make policing all but impossible. It will put a massive straitjacket on the police. It will open them up to an avalanche of frivolous lawsuits. And already the head of police unions, police chiefs, rank and file police officers have said, if this bill becomes law, you are going to see the police leave en masse. I don't mean early retirements or a dozen here or a dozen there. What I mean is the overwhelming majority of police are just going to leave, and I don't blame them. Because every time they make a decision, every time they make an arrest, every time they answer a call, they could be facing a multi-million dollar lawsuit, lose their homes, their mortgages, their shirts. My friends, if you wanted a bill that was more pro-criminal and anti-police, you couldn't come up with one better than the one now the Democrats are poised to pass in the Senate and a similar version in the House. This bill is written by Black Lives Matter, of Black Lives Matter, for Black Lives Matter. And Governor Charlie Faker is giving no indication that he will veto it. In fact, it now looks he will also take a knee and bow to Black Lives Matter. And the real losers in this are not just the police. It's you, me, and the decent law-abiding people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Because when the police leave en masse, if they are unable to do their job, Massachusetts will become one massive CHAZ zone, that autonomous anarchist zone that was in Seattle for weeks. It will be anarchy. It will be chaos. Criminals, warlords, they will now dominate the streets of Boston and Massachusetts. Citizens will have to take guns and firearms to defend themselves and their families. That's such an insane, irresponsible bill could even be suggested, never mind have majority support among Democrats in both chambers of the legislature, with the full support of the Boston Globe and Channel 4 and Channel 5 and Channel 10 and much of the so-called Democratic media in this state, shows you how radical and extreme liberalism and the left have become. However, the majority of the people in Massachusetts are dead set against it. My friends, if you don't want anarchy and violence coming to your neighborhood, to your streets, to your home, you need to call the state Senate now. Call your local state senator and tell them, take out Section 10 of their bill. That's the bill that would, that's the section that would end qualified immunity. Tell them to take the entire section out. If not, we're going to wipe them out and vote them out in November. Enough is enough.